Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you for this opportunity. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to help lead one of America's great public universities, and I really believe that about this institution. I also want to thank all the many Nebraskans who served on the search committee. It was a long process, an arduous process. And, you know, I realized how much Nebraskans love their university. The involvement was incredible, and I think it really says a lot about this institution and the students who attend here and citizens across the state. You should also know how fortunate Susie and I feel to have gone through this process. Over the past several weeks, we've literally received hundreds of phone calls and letters and texts and emails from Nebraskans all across the state, both connected to the institution and otherwise. Nebraskans who have never attended one of your campuses, love the university, love the state, are concerned about its future, have reached out to us and welcomed us in such a warm way. And so I am grateful to so many Nebraskans. And I want you to know that Susie and I are just in complete awe of this university. And the more time that I've had to spend on your campuses and visit with students and leaders and faculty members, that level of awe has just grown and grown stronger over time. And so I want to take just a couple of minutes. I know you have a very busy schedule, to talk about my impressions very early in this process. And so let me speak to students first. I've had a lot of interaction with the student regents, and I can tell you that anyone in this country or in this state who is concerned about this generation should be completely confident about Nebraska's future. These guys are fantastic, wonderful leaders, and I know you chancellors are just completely impressed with the leaders from your campuses. Faculty, the truth of the matter is that the University of Nebraska's faculty is its strength, truly world-class in all regards. We had folks who drove several hours this morning to visit with me about 7 o'clock this morning, gave their time. So I'm trying to build relationships with faculty already, and I'm just completely impressed by faculty. Research, you heard from Dr. Green earlier, and I know you know all the good work that's going on at UMC. You've been able to grow research because you've been really strategic, and you're growing research in the right way. And so if you think about the trend line that Ronnie showed you earlier, there's really no reason to believe that you won't meet those benchmarks that have been set out. Medicine, what else can you say about medicine other than looking behind me here at the biocontainment unit, folks? When I visited with Chancellor Gold at the medical center, we were about 5 minutes in, and I said, I really want to have a conversation with you, but we're trying to figure out this biocontainment unit issue in Mississippi. Could I go visit the biocontainment unit? And so we went up, had a great tour, and, you hear lots of things from 1,000 miles away about how spectacular that unit is and how dedicated its people are. But until you actually visit and see what they do, just completely blown away by what's happening on your campus. So I'm just honored to be in the same room as you guys. Thank you for what you're doing for our country. So diverse campuses, I don't know of any other university in the country that has the diversity of missions that this university has. The ability to focus on issues from rural education to urban education, STEM to liberal arts, land grant, medicine, the list goes on and on. The potential to do wonderful things for Nebraska, our country, and our world is just really endless. Support from the state, whether it is from the legislature. I was so happy to see the speaker here this morning. I've lived through higher education for the past 5 or 6 years when we've had gone through a time of immense fiscal stress in our country. I've been a part of a place where cuts have had to be made, so it made for difficult times in higher education. And I've been envious of places like Nebraska where you haven't cut budgets, where you've increased budgets slightly at times, but you're still making progress. And so it's exciting to think about the future because you're not trying to catch back up to where you were in 2009. And so I think you're at a point of really great opportunity. And then I think about philanthropic support and support from alums and community. With everyone really being willing to grab the rope and pull. And I think, you know, moving forward, that's going to be important. The institutes that have been stood up, that some of which may need to be institutionalized over time. IANR, you know, really one of the great strengths of this university and our country, what's going on there is really, really important. And so just a quick look into the future. I'll tell you that what you've heard me say that this country and this world need University of Nebraska to be a giant in higher education. And so over the course of the next several months to a year, I'm going to spend a lot of time listening and learning from all of you about what's happening here. I really think that our country needs the University of Nebraska to be a giant. And so over the next several months, I'm going to work with all of you, all the folks in this room, to start to define what it means to be a giant, from enrollment to how we ensure that we grow enrollment, finish in four, make certain that college is accessible, ensure that it's affordable. So I grew up in a very rural place in Mississippi, not unlike many communities in this state. And I was one of those young people, Jordan, who I never thought that I would ever even have the opportunity to go to college. And so to be here before you as the next president of the University of Nebraska really does speak to the transformative power of higher education. And it really speaks to the fact that we all need to move from here with a renewed energy and excitement level about how we get more students in college across the finish line with less debt. So I think everybody on this side of the table agrees with all the comments that were made earlier. Get them in, get them out with a degree that's meaningful, and then figure out how we work with the private sector to create more jobs so that Nebraskans can stay in Nebraska and contribute to our future and our economy. So again, I know that I have very little time here, and so I'll cut my comments short. But just let me conclude by stating that I absolutely believe that the best days of the University of Nebraska and for this state are ahead of us. A lot of hard work is ahead of us. I'm going to ask folks to dream with me in a bigger way than you have in the past. Every time I talk to Jeff, we talk about changing the world. And I'm one of those who maybe I'll be sort of cast as somewhat of a dreamer and someone who thinks about impossible things. But from being a kid who never thought that he could go to college to leading a great institution like this really says that this place, higher education and the University of Nebraska, needs to be a place about changing the world, changing trajectories for young people in this state, reaching out across the borders of our state and beyond the borders of our nation. I was so excited to see the map that you put on the wall there that showed all of the places where we're touching across this country, across this world, rather. I'd like to see a lot more red on that map. I think that this institution has something to give to the world that will make it a place where my children, our grandchildren, have the opportunity to grow up in peace, where we're not worried about food security like so many nations are. And I can tell you, with the world population growing by 30 or 40% in the next 25 years, we better get focused on the things that Ronnie Green spoke to earlier. And we've got to make certain that our funding agencies are keeping up with research dollars. If you look at what's happened with NSF and NIH, they're far outrunning what's happening with USDA. That just can't continue to happen in the future. We've got to think differently about how we engage with federal government and other countries. So with that, let me just say that Caroline, Will, Susie, and I are truly looking forward to joining the Nebraska family. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity.